finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we discussed the concept of chains of dreams. And today's podcast is titled Chains of Worship. We're not just examining a moment of worship. We're diving into a compelling narrative set in a dark, damp prison cell in Philippi. Our story revolves around Paul and his companion Silas. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, upon their arrival in Philippi, a Roman colony, their ministry had already started to create a stir. They had recently performed a miraculous act by casting out a demon from a fortune-telling slave girl, which unfortunately led to her owners losing their source of income and subsequently seizing Paul and Silas. The owners dragged them before the city magistrates, accusing them of disturbing the peace and promoting customs contrary to Roman law, leading to the crowd turning against them. As a result, the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods, following which they were thrown into the innermost cell of the prison, with their feet fastened to stocks. This situation was undoubtedly bleak, with the pain of the lashing still fresh, the cold stone floor, and the overwhelming darkness. Despite being at rock bottom with no hope of release from human hands, something remarkable occurred around midnight. Instead of yielding to despair, Acts 16:25 reveals that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, with the other prisoners listening to them. Their worship wasn't merely a quiet prayer. It was a defiant declaration of faith through singing hymns that echoed throughout the prison. Their voices, their pain, and even their chains became instruments of worship, filling the silence with the sound of praise. It was at this moment that God intervened, triggering a violent earthquake that shook the very foundations of the prison, causing all the doors to fly open and everyone's chains to come loose. In a beautiful paradox, the very chains that bound them became the very things broken by their worship. Instead of fleeing, Paul prevented the jailer from taking his own life and assured him that all the prisoners were still present. Their worship, far from being solely for their own comfort, became a catalyst for someone else's salvation. The jailer, deeply moved, asked the most crucial question of his life. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" In response, Paul and Silas offer a simple yet profound answer. "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." That very night, the jailer tended to their wounds and he and his entire family were baptized. Amen. The story of Paul and Silas goes beyond just a miraculous escape. It's about finding purpose in the midst of pain. Their suffering was not random. It served as a platform for God's glory to shine through. Their worship in the darkness didn't just change their physical circumstances, but also brought spiritual freedom to a man and his entire family. No matter what prison you may be facing today, whether it's illness, financial struggles, broken relationships, or doubt, remember the inspiring example of Paul and Silas. Even when it feels like there's nothing left, your act of worship in challenging times can lead to your own freedom and bring light to others' lives. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the powerful story of Paul and Silas. Thank you for their unwavering faith and their courageous worship in the midst of despair. We admit that it's often hard for us to praise you when we are in pain or when the future seems uncertain. Grant us the strength to emulate the faith of Paul and Silas. Help us remember that our worship isn't dependent on our comfort, but on your unchanging character. When we are weary and burdened, give us the grace to lift our voices in prayer and song. Remind us that our change, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, cannot restrict your power. May our worship during trials serve as testimony to those around us, just as the songs of Paul and Silas impacted the prisoners and the jailer. May our lives be a testament to your goodness and faithfulness, shining light in the darkness for others. We trust in your perfect plan and believe that you can use all things for your glory. Thank you for the unfailing freedom found in knowing you, a freedom that no earthly chain can ever take away. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on contentment in chains, unlocking joy behind your circumstances. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.